Welcome, this is Brian Spain Domain with Spanish History 101. We're here to help you get more out of your Spain experience by explaining the very complex history of this country in the easiest manner possible. And hopefully we'll succeed in doing that. In any event, we want to thank you for your support and interest and hope you enjoy this podcast. Spain's history goes back way earlier than even when Spain as a country began to exist. And trust me, knowing where to start is no easy task. We could start when the Catholic monarchs Isabella and Ferdinand got married and united the two kingdoms, which is what many people do. But that's not completely true, and it's a little bit late, in my opinion. We could go back to the Christian kingdoms when they formed and started the Reconquista, or maybe when the Muslims invaded Spain in 711, or a little bit further when the Visigoths came and took over and tried to create a sense of union for the first time. Or why not during the Roman occupation when the territory was under one power for the first time and they called this land Hispania, just like Spain, España. And if we're going to do that, well, we could also include the Greeks and Phoenicians and Carthaginians who arrived before that and established the country's first cities. Then again, at that very same time, this land was already being lived in by pre-Roman tribes like the Celts and the Iberians, so we want to include them. And if we go back just a little bit further, we might want to mention the Neolithic period and the cave paintings. In fact, now that we've gone back that far, we might as well kick it off from the dawn of time, when humans, or hominins, that's the newer and technically more correct term that people are using today. I just learned that, so I'll sort of pass that on to you. If you say hominid, you probably double space after each sentence on a computer the way I still do. Anyway, when hominins inhabited this land. Now, you may ask, does this really have any bearing on Spain today? Is this really important to Spanish history? And initially, the most likely answer is no. Okay, let's be honest with ourselves. But it gives us an idea of just how long human presence has been here and what the heck we can always say we started from the beginning where we should and no one can tell us otherwise. So let's give it a go. You can find examples of hominin presence, by that I mean Homo erectus, Homo antecessor, Neanderthal, etc., in many parts of Spain, all over the place. But none compare in scope and evolutionary vision to the remains found in a village in the historic region of Burgos called Atapuerca. Now, Atapuerca is a pretty funny name. It sounds, if you translate it directly, it sounds something like tie up the pig, which is an entertaining anecdote, but it's probably not true. The most likely origin of that word is it comes from two languages, Basque and Spanish, two words put together, and they both mean the same thing, gate or pass, as in mountain pass, referring to the mountains nearby. Atapuerca is a small community, which used to be known mainly in history for being the site of a battle in 1054 between rival Christian kingdoms, Don Sancho of Castile and Don Garcia of Navarre. Rival factions had a battle. They fought it out there. This was during the Reconquista period, and when we get to it, we'll see that various Spanish rulers and kingdoms often fought each other as much as they did with the Muslims. In any event, in 1896, things were going to start to change. In that year, some empresarios, or businessmen, decided to build a railroad in order to reach the Demanda Mountains, which is a little bit further east, basically in La Rioja. And there they were going to get coal and iron and have it shipped to the Basque country to make steel. Spain at that time had gotten a late start on the Industrial Revolution, but certain areas like Catalonia and the Basque country were working hard to catch up, and the Basque country focused a lot on steel. Originally, it wasn't supposed to be go through the land. I'm talking about the train tracks here. But for some reason, they changed their mind and it did. And that decision would alter the course of archaeology and anthropology forever. So, they started to build the railroad, and with total environmental disregard that was typical in those days, the railroad company cut a deep trench into the hill that ran for nearly a kilometer. This went straight through terrain that included old caves and tunnels and things like that that sort of crisscrossed. The land had all the makings of a prehistoric site, but only to the trained eye. And since none were to be found at that time, no one really paid much attention to it. Ironically, the train service didn't last very long. It stopped running just after a few years as the business venture failed, and so the line fell into disrepair. A couple of decades later, I think it was used as a quarry. So you can just imagine the untold damage done to both the land and to the archaeological remains there. And it's hard to calculate just how much has been lost. And yet, if you think about it, the fact that they put the tracks there meant that they would eventually reveal the potential for archaeological discoveries in the future. Discoveries that would eventually awe the world. In fact, it's kind of fitting that it was human activity that tore through the region. After all, human activity has been going on there continually for probably more than a million years, right up to this day. But getting back to our site here, at first progress was slow. In 1910, some scholars came around and sort of poked around to see what was there, and they found signs of Stone Age activity in a place called the Portalón. And after that, though, things sort of got quiet for the next 50, 60, 70 years. But by the 70s and 80s, investigations started to get going, as discoveries from around the world cropped up, giving us a better idea of the evolution of hominins, the different species and the age at which they appeared, and in many cases disappeared, greater interest arose regarding who we were, where we came from, and how long we and our ancestors have been around. So specialists in Spain would start to take another look at this Atapuerca site to see what they could find, and what they did find and have found has stunned many around the world. Locations with colorful names like Galeria, the Bone Pit, and the Elephant Pit began to produce an incredibly rich array of findings. Then the media got involved and word got out, and suddenly everyone realized that this was no ordinary archaeological site. In fact, it just may be the mother of them all, at least in Europe. On a global level, Atapuerca has become one of the most important prehistoric sites in the world, and this recognition culminated in the year 2000 when it was included in UNESCO's list of World Heritage Sites. So, what was discovered there and what sets it apart from the rest? Perhaps what makes this area so special compared to other prehistoric archaeological sites is that it comprises so many different ages and stages in human evolution. There they have discovered bones and tools ranging in age from a relatively recent 5,000 years ago to 800,000 years ago and beyond. In fact, in one section known as the Elephant's Pit, a jaw and tooth were discovered in 2007, and they have been dated to be 1.2 million years old, which would make them one of the oldest, if not the oldest, hominin remains in Europe to date. So you have species from 1+ million years ago, which have yet to be identified. Then another species known as Homo antecessor, which is about 800,000 years old, Proto-Neanderthals from about 400,000 years ago, Neanderthals, which is more or less 50,000 years ago, and Homo sapiens as far back as 5,000 years ago. And it's logical because the hills of Atapuerca constitute a sort of natural route west-east or east-west, depending on where you're going, and it's been basically like that to this day. This is where perhaps Spain's history becomes relevant. Finally, I was able to tie it all together. The Camino de Santiago, for example, and this is just an example, runs right through it. That's an old pilgrimage route that goes from throughout Europe all the way to the city of Santiago de Compostela in the northwest section of Spain, or region of Spain called Galicia. that goes right through that area. We also have old Roman roads that sort of went that direction. And the city of Burgos, for example, throughout the centuries has been a very important hub for its strategic location in Spain. It was sort of a kind of crossroads. So what does that tell us? Well, that the caves must have been useful to different hominin species over the thousands and million plus years for different reasons, for hunting, for burial. It also seems to be a place where people would cross and traverse. It's been a kind of thoroughfare for as long as anyone can remember and longer, which is pretty impressive. Atapuerca is not the only prehistoric site in Spain by any stretch of the imagination. I've told you there's a lot all over the place, but it is arguably the most significant, and it tells us that humans and their ancestors have been here for a mighty long time. You can visit this site personally, I recommend it, or if you can't get that far, you can always get some good information about it at Madrid's outstanding Museum of Archaeology. Now, I was going to go on and tell you about cave paintings, but I think we'll stop there and wait for the next episode. So, thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Please feel free to send us any questions or suggestions you might have. We'd love to hear them. Take care and be well, and hasta pronto.